Okay. Thank you, everyone, for all the moving around and for being here. We'll start a meeting at, what time is it? 8:10. And the attendance question will be, what has been your favorite class this semester?
Senator Boyden, philosophy of the environment. Senator Carlson Zavitt. Senator Nirvani.
Can't really say I have a favorite class.
Senator Cannon. Senator King.
Visions of Western Theater.
Senator Langer.
An independent study with Dr. Rowe.
Senator Olson. Senator Schubel.
Nordic colonialism and post-war studies.
Senator Sullivan.
Modern dance. Yeah.
Senator Thunheim.
Scandinavian women writers.
Senator Ruiz. Women J.O. Senator Johnson.
Modern Japan.
Senator Mankey.
All of them, except for Greek.
Senator Jorgensen. American pastoralism. Senator Lim. Senator Kamal.
Environmental history and
public relations chair Anderson. Controller Arshad. Parliamentarian Barnes.
Organizational behavior.
Diversity chair Gupta. Finance chair Petros.
Applied statistical methods.
Yeah, sounds like such a fun time to me.
Oh, I can't wait to sign up for that one.
Ombudsperson Doran.
Either your public policy, analyzing politics, or creative marketing.
Student and academic affairs chair Concepcion. Technology chair O'Neill. Co-president elect Villarreal. President elect Baca. Co-president Lamberty.
I also like modern dance.
Co-president Aliaskar.
Politics of poverty.
Administrative Director Rinky.
Modern dance.
Advisor Van Hecke.
We have a show on Friday.
I don't know that I could come up with one this semester, but my all-time favorite undergrad class, Theories of Evolution.
Ooh. Advisor elect.
I don't even remember hardly being in college.
Right. And with that, we have quorum. Next, we have the approval of the minutes. Is there any discrepancies with the minutes? All right, seeing none, we'll move to community comment. Anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. All right. Next, we will move on to policy change proposals and the Gusty Guide. Megan Rubel.
Thank you. Okay, just some reference. Every year, we look over the Gusty Guide and we say, are there things that need to be tweaked? Are there major overhauls, et cetera, et cetera? And usually it's just tweaks. And this year there's not huge things, but all along we should be bringing those in front of the students in it to say, what's your feedback? What are you thinking of that maybe we're not thinking of? Get your feedback on these. So I figured the best way to do that. Somebody willing to pass these out so I can keep talking? Thank you. So you guys can pass these back in. I don't expect you to keep these, but they'll be a good reference point. Thank you. And there's three that I want to talk to you about, and these three will also then go to the Board of Trustees on Thursday morning for their review and discussion. So these are the three that are a little bit more than just some tweaks. First, I would draw your attention to page 118. So, we have citations on campus. Citations are kind of like they are in the court system or in the legal system, whereas it's kind of a minor thing. It's almost like a ticket, right? You get a citation in our conduct system, too. It means you don't have a hearing, you don't go meet with your area coordinator. You just get cited for a more minor violation of college policy. So you can see on there that things that you might get citations for, the most common one is noise, and that's the most commonly given one, but there's also pets on there as citation. Handles are citations, that's a common one. Covering smoke detectors, variation things. Smoking policy violations is a citation, and then you can see where you kind of just get a fine, basically. So you get essentially sent a letter, a ticket, and that's a fine. So in the past, all along, citations are cumulative each academic year, and then they sort of reset or start over the next academic year. That is not the same as other things. Like, if you have an alcohol or drug violation, that's cumulative throughout your Gustavus career, right? So if you get one as a first year and then you get one as a junior, you have that sort of piles up. But citations are different in that they reset every year. So as Residential Life and I are looking at this, as we do every year, and as we're reflecting on a couple of cases and situations this year, we're reconsidering the cumulative each academic year for everything except noise. Noise makes sense, right? Noise is kind of environmental. You have a loud floor or there's a loud area. It happens that it's a certain room or a place that you live that's like that, right? However, currently, interestingly, for example, you could have a pet in your first year here and have a $25 fine, or maybe it's $50. And then you could just decide to get a pet your sophomore year again and just try it out because you kind of reset. It's like you never had a pet your first year. And so as we're looking at these, we're going, I don't know that those things should reset every year, right? It seems like once you've had a pet, you know better. You should never have a pet again, and it should continue to accumulate cumulatively, if that makes sense. Same with things like smoking. You shouldn't sort of get a reset and just get to kind of start over smoking again each year, or, you know, propping security doors or residential life policies, a loft, building an illegal loft or things like that. So that's the first change, would be a small change of language at the bottom of page 118. I apologize, I don't have a slide. Where currently it says citation outcomes, the following are sanctions for citation level offenses. Offenses are counted cumulatively each academic year. That language would change to say offenses are counted cumulatively throughout a student's time at Gustavus unless otherwise noted. On noise, there would be a, because it does, noise seems environmental. I want to talk about each thing separately, like feedback to that. Does that make sense before I introduce the other two?
Yes.
So is there any feedback on that? Are there things we're not thinking of?
Yes.
As you look at, you know, what these citations are. Yes.
I just have a question. What is our visitation policy?
That it's long and it's in here under residential life policies. Let me give you a page. 76. On page 76. Are there other thoughts?
We'll open the floor to comments if people have thoughts about. I guess.
The one thing with visitation policies is I know that, and this isn't necessarily something that needs to be or something to think about in the future.
Yeah.
I know that there have been, I have friends that are CFs in first year dorms and stuff, and I know that they've said that visitation policy can get confusing for first because it's like, oh, why can a person who's maybe not even a year older than me, but lives in the complex, have a visitor while I can? So maybe can be patient policy more unilateral instead of different for trenches. Mm-hmm. If we are going to implement this more cumulative structure,
I'll let you respond to the questions.
I think that's a great point. And maybe what you all want to tell me is we think visitation should also be an exception. But we think visitation also matters by year because it matters where you live and it's environmental in nature. So it feels like that would be a good one to factor in with noise and say that one is going to be only 1 year at a time. I get exactly where you're coming from.
And I also hear what you're saying about whether or not the whole policy should be looked at. And I think that would be a phenomenal thing for health and housing to think about next year, in addition to the feedback that Megan's pointing out.
I have a more of a question for you, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
So for all these policies which are mentioned on like off the page, on like page 70, so with this new change in the sentence, will all of these policies be kept accountable? Like, for example, if somebody halts sports, for example.
Okay.
For example, if somebody gets fined for halt sports, will that be cumulative next year too?
Be classified. So, hall sports behavior violation. So, I think it depends a little bit on the circumstances about how.
that the noise and visitation would be ones I think that should reset. But maybe. You don't like candles at all?
More of another question. So what will happen here, third year?
Mm-hmm.
What are the consequences?
Yeah, it would. So it would build, like you see here. So where you see all being within 1 year, and then you going back to a first citation, you know, in your sophomore year, it would.
Okay.
I think it makes a lot of sense to put
visitation in the notes. Yep. Sarah Anger.
Well, I don't. Visitation. I would have to look more. Enforced than reinforced in terms of interpretation. So I would have to dig into it a little bit more to answer.
As the first of my first year here, I did not know about the candles. I changed to instead of warning because I feel like a lot of people might not know.
Have in. So I think that it makes sense that we have to take on us to do better education, to have some fly orientation meetings, and say, no, you can't have that. Now, I do believe if, you know, put it up on the dresser that we would say, you can't have that, we got to take that.
Also, like, I worry a lot about candles, even though they seem so completely no big deal. Know the first time that you shouldn't have a candle, then I'm less patient with people.
So those are inconveniences for the rest of the hall, whereas an open flame is an advantage. Just sort of, you know, push for better education on that policy. Additionally, I think that there's a higher likelihood of people incurring more fines. There's a higher likelihood of people be able to contact previous CS for like I think it's number 5 under procedure.
their policy violation thing. Is there a thing that says you have this many days to appeal this one?
Suggestion, you could put some language in the letter that says citation, this type of citation is cumulative.
Mm-hmm. Comments about this change?
So I think I'm in.
That's where you were.
Yeah.
This is page 49. 49 through 51. Asked me to review it. We've been looking at it for a while.
Thank you.
There are a couple of
bad idea for us to have this language in the GUSTI guide. Like, really, really bad idea.
Right.
When is this GUSTI guide given out to student body? Because I don't think I ever received it.
And then we have paper copies in our office for people that would like them. But we actually... if people wanted to grab a paper one, so that's something that we'll do moving.
And then, like, that's when I think the whole misconfusing it to the student body. Because I don't think, I'm guessing, because I didn't read it.
Yeah, from the Dean of Students website, or I think if you just do Gustavus said.
Else did not think that they should strike them.
Okay, super. Glad to hear that.
Awesome.
Thanks. All right. It's appropriate to add some more specific language, basically to how description for level 2, which says level 2 or use slash intent to use. And then it says possession of marijuana and or use of marijuana. And we propose adding the taxes, we've got all of those other things, and felt the need to have a little more specificity. They would be at this point in time, yes, with the proposal. So, yep, we vet all this stuff through as well. So, sorry, peer education. Some of her rationale here. CBD is a marijuana derivative believed CBD can be found in many different forms such as oils, pills, tinctures, and liquids. CBD, the medical
to have it not being regulated as the standard, because there are plenty of like general about the marijuana policy at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So I know like so would it still be not allowed on campus because it's a private institution and you can do what you want?
Right. Yes, I think a couple years. So
yeah.
We evaluate that on a case-by-case basis, but it's pills for the most part. This particular request somebody's medical medicines. That's a weird
thing. Senator Jorgensen? The college is going to follow whatever like the laws are, and then if somebody has a discuss if they found it. So I think personally I think this is a good to add in what
by putting this in the policy we're just like blatantly going against what the law of the state is. So
other comments?
Private institution, and we do, you know, like smoking cigarettes.
regulated FDA approved industry seems to be in the best interest of all. I don't think CBD should be included in there because I was just at the mall the other day and like there was a stand selling like CBD. It just doesn't make sense in my head to include that in the policy.
Arbitrary, well-informed decisions, and because CBD is a substance that has
further comments. So there's
really like the college's job to like say whether someone or someone can't use CBD oil. If it's like these.
From an enforcement standpoint, I'm sure there's a lot more complexities to it, but I'm not really seeing CBD into something if the purpose is preventing THC-containing substances. A product that a student has, maybe, I don't know, if there's some way that they could still
to it in 10 days or so, because then they'll get a new one next year, so either one. Thank you. Are you guys for your budgets? Feedback is really important for Dean of Students Office, so thank you all for contributing. Next, we are going to
So even though you may not have RSVP for the event, there are still like 5 to 7 spots. So just like put on a shirt that is not very useful.
All right. Seeing that, we will move into budgeting. I will turn it over to you.
$5,000, as well as being content with the recommended figure.
Questions for
What happened to Sauna Society?
They requested events that they travel and register for,
and we only fund a flat $1,100 for traditional student orgs. We fund it up to that amount, and then there are other miscellaneous charges, but the majority of their budget was.
And then we can move to discussion on these budgets. Do you have any discussion?
Three of which are here tonight. They were not content with the recommended figure. The first $3,970. It was Finance Committee's official recommendation that we fund the amount of $3,400.
Oh, yeah, you guys can.
I'm here on board. We understand that, like, the event yet before, like, we submitted the budget. So we submitted the budget Sunday, April 14th. Now we have that, and we already sent it to Davis for the welcome back bash. Prove to them that the event did in fact happen, but for the next year, basically for both of these two events, the reason why we asked for an additional, like, 20 to 30 those kinds of foods for our students to eat. So in order to be
that was outside the CAF from you guys? Or no, that one event?
So the Asian a little, like, really sad because, like, we wanted more people to enjoy the food.
I like this budget.
You're welcome.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a second to that motion?
Senator. Okay.
So, for those unaware, a lot goes into projecting our estimated starting budget next year. prompt from all the organizations around campus. We currently have a contingency that we feel to be considered. I would advise you to stay very close to them since there isn't much room for leeway now. Anything that isn't funded now that you believe should have been funded would be a great potential mid-year allocation.
Decisions as you consider these seven organizations.
Based off two previous years, not fully funding a lot of requests during their spring budget, which allowed us. Yes, with this specific club, I would. In the summer, we'll have a more solidified starting budget.
The recommended amount to the requested amount. So all those in favor of change. There's 370, I guess it was 370 more. Does that go back up to the requested?
Requested amount, and that's totally fine. We're okay with that.
Yeah.
So we don't have, we don't, we're not.
No.
Right.
Okay. To do that after you.
Yes. So three. So now we'll vote as on the new recommended total of say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? So pass.
Representatives are here. Is PASO. Event, and that was on the basis that the event's topic as well as timeline had not yet been.
So our story. It was just a lot of miscommunication of whether the event actually happened.
I think that location on the fall break trip, I think that maybe prioritizing
Speaker Schubel.
I would agree with the previous speaker that I would support the current recommended budget just because
I would definitely support the event. I think it's a great thing. But I think having it I would prefer having the Our Story as a mid-year event, a mid-year allocation for next year.
Any further discussion? General Leninger.
Is there a way to...
decisions on behalf of next year's Senate.
Right.
And so I think that behalf, but at the end of the day, you can't decide things for next year's body.
Vote on then the budget as is recommended. It'd be the recommended amount by the finance chair. Abstentions? Seeing none, so passed.
Their opinion is speech and debate. Once again, this decision was in accordance with the bylaws. This is the best course of action.
Members, yes. Hi.
Supporting us tremendously through our
very hard and very kind of rocky transition. Is in a really unique position. We do understand that there is the $1,100 kind of limit to registration travel fees, but we feel as a student org, since we're not asking students our on-campus activities, but we just don't think that it's going to be feasible for us to, as a us, especially as we're still kind of a new and very beneficial board.
Or for questions for either the student org or finance chair.
Bylaw. The bylaws are ultimately up to the interpretation of finance committee and then furthermore to the
looks like this state tournament seems like a bigger expenditure, so since it's in the
to like know exactly who's going and when that far in advance beforehand. So
may I also say that every year state tournament
To address a question, media allocations can actually take place at any time. So at this
tournament, we'll definitely take into consideration for the mid-year allocation, specifically for that tournament.
I was just wondering if any of the tournaments that were posted are like dependent on like
a tournament in the Minnesota Collegiate kind of realm. There's no qualifiers. It's just bringing.
Thank you.
Yeah, so a question for the finance chair. There's something that you said to a previous speaker.
questions?
Figures for how many students will be attending the state tournament.
Without prior approval, but for clubs such as this that request multiple.
Contingent on what we give them and how they're going to be able to compete, etc. Two senses. Senator Mankey.
Yeah, I think that it'll be okayed by the Student Senate or even by the Finance Chair or the Finance Committee. Because something that would be really bad would be like not being able to go to the state tournament for this.
Did you want to?
Oh, yes. I mean, mostly the same, so maybe we could, if any Senate member
is there further discussion? Senator.
Oh goodness, he was the skiing.
I'm not person.
I think for those of you who are going to sit in this room next year, guidelines as you desire.
together. Further discussion, Senator Johnson.
Just the way I'm because that's kind of how the budgeting is working. Obviously, we'd have
so we don't want to start like overfunding some and then have other ones come back and say like, well, why? Probably the same like compelling reason like to deserve more money.
And it will remain as is. And so is passed as is. Thank you guys for coming in.
Figure, and thus no representatives are here tonight. The first of which is dance team.
So there's like the flat 4,000 for registration, travel, and lodging, and then we scroll down.
Is there a basis for the that they incurred throughout the year? They only requested the amount that they thought Senate was funding them to.
Daniel.
Go back, please.
And so
our next budget is for equestrian team.
So like you help you hold your competition at a barn and the barn provides
questions about the budget? Seeing none, we'll move into discussion. A vote of the equestrian team for $5,010. All those in favor?
Was content with the recommended figure, and at this time, Finance Committee recommends the official figure.
Judges, Do.
For last year, it was Senate's approval that we would fund the game officials outside of the registration fees. Senate.
Right on this, the first year that club hockey was a club sport instead of a junior varsity. That's a transition that this Senate or subsequent Senates need to feel obligated.
Gives me a bit of an interesting feeling in my stomach because of the way that we just
Senator Hannon.
Yeah, I echo what previous speakers say. I have absolutely nothing against the hockey team, but I don't think that it's
Is there further discussion on the budget?
Saying if other people think that's an idea.
Yeah. I'm just Tristan Duran.
I'm not a person who can move to do things.
You want it just none?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll try it.
Is there a second to the or you can just do a new motion.
With the hockey team, that this is why we're doing it, and maybe moving forward from next year, they might.
It's a very difficult decision because nobody here is on club hockey, and thus we don't. Process without all these exceptions that we make.
I agree with that. I think this is a good compromise between, like, we're just not, like, hanging them up to dry all of a sudden, but they're taking.
Scenarios.
Is it possible?
So you can interrupt, right?
Yeah. It's easy.
And what I would say is that you would table it until next week, period. Have a member of the body of the club doc hockey team.
Speak, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? So moved.
$777.
Seeing none, we'll move into discussion on the budget. Any discussion on the budget? So passes.
Yeah.
All done with budgets. Any further old business? Seeing none, we'll move to new business. Senator Kamal.
So I've been thinking about
is that when it is left over? If there's no motion, then we can talk about it.
Okay, health and housing.
Sort of carry over the way it does, like the way it works the way it does, is because they price things in the CAF and they within the cab. I don't know if that's doable, but that's something we could look into. Keeps things within the system.
What could be like to adjust the amount that could be rolled over for months? I don't know.
Yeah.
But just some type of alterations to potential rollover.
But they say that they buy their food for each of the sections of time that
Senator Kamal.
But I was also thinking, like, even in the salad bar, because sometimes one of my close friends, she found out what vegetarian options that are limited in the cab would be really helpful. And like, if
I never mind, I yield. Just think, yeah.
Senator Johnson.
I think any kind. I could see the kind of the exchange between people who are in debt and the exchange. If we're going to propose the kind of, it's a trade-off. Lower meal plan, and that they can shop the co-op rather.
You yield.
Yeah, I yield.
Senator Ruiz.
To go off of this. Furthermore, I just sort of,
this is like a really qualified question, but I just the original motion. For the students to go and get food with that card, and I feel like that would take money out of the CAF system. But like having money go elsewhere, I think would cause the quality to decrease.
Is there further new business? It was Senator Boyden, yes.
Like each time it's happening, like, I've been able to find like who's done it and like have been able to like hold them accountable. So like. Non-toxic dye substance, which has been implemented before. He provided a link to it. So
option. And like, he articulated it a lot better than I just did. But yeah, I'm charged.
Can I ask that we amend this to include like just talking to campus safety and ResLife about this? Like,
any further discussion on the charge? So charged, thank you. Is there any further new business? Further new business?
Thank you for coming in for the banquet and for the such a nice discussion, but I would like had meetings till 11 p.m. too, starting at 7 p.m. But this is
there's very few seats left. Sure.
Senator Tunin.
Oh, goodness.
Prioritize next week to come to Senate.
Senator Tunin. Sweet.
And just from coloring, tomorrow is a whole event. Please.
Senator Leininger.
Our co-president and senators are dancing on Friday, so. Fellow health and exercise science majors is on Thursday.
Awesome. I got some last week when you were gone.
Oh.
So.
Three.
Cool, thanks. That's it. Bye.
Okay, right in here.
All
right.
We
right
got
now.
On these stairs.
What? Can we not go the stairs? Let's just have everybody meet so that everybody can go.